Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for April 23rd, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of Markets Wiki and Markets Wiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. According to the Wall Street Journal, there is some good news from the IRS that impacts me directly. I received 1/3 of the balance of my mother's IRA when she passed away in 2022. According to the rules, I have to take required annual withdrawals over a 10-year period. The IRS has extended the deadline for non-spouse heirs to withdraw money from inherited retirement accounts until 2024, postponing enforcement of a 2019 law that required most inheritors to empty IRAs within 10 years. Initially interpreted as allowing heirs to delay withdrawals until year 10, proposed IRS rules in 2022 mandated annual withdrawals during this period. In response to complaints from taxpayers and financial services companies, the IRS announced it wouldn't penalize missed required minimum distributions, RMDs, until finalizing rules, effectively allowing inheritors to defer withdrawals. This extension offers heirs more flexibility in managing their inherited accounts and potentially lowering their tax burdens. The SEC's Division of Investment Management hosts an annual conference on emerging trends in asset management, providing a platform for industry professionals to explore the evolving landscape of investment management. The conference agenda covers a wide range of topics, including trends in asset management products and strategies, an insightful examination of past, present, and future asset management trends, and an exploration of tech-driven innovations shaping the industry. Regulatory perspectives are also highlighted, offering attendees valuable insights into the regulatory landscape and its impact on asset management practices. Scheduled for May 16th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time, the conference serves as a crucial forum for industry leaders to stay informed, exchange ideas, and navigate the complexities of the asset management sector. You can see the agenda and register with a link in today's newsletter. The New York Times has a story that asks, "How much money is enough?" and tells the story of the first investor in Google who was recently convicted of insider trading. The title of the story is, "In Silicon Valley, you can be worth billions and it's not enough." And the sub-headline is, "Andreas Bechtolsheim, the first investor in Google, has an estimated $16 billion fortune. He recently settled charges that he engaged in insider trading for a profit of $415,726. According to a story in the New York Times, global carbon dioxide levels have reached a new milestone, surpassing 419 parts per million in 2023, approximately 50% higher than pre-industrial revolution levels. This increase intensifies the greenhouse effect, trapping heat and contributing to global warming. The rise in carbon dioxide levels correlates with a steady increase in global temperatures, emphasizing the urgent need to address emissions. Despite efforts to reduce emissions, carbon dioxide levels continue to rise at near record rates, as indicated by data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Global Monitoring Laboratory. Heike Eckert reported on LinkedIn that Deutsche Börse achieved a second-place finish, or silver medal, in LinkedIn's ranking for finance and insurance employers in Germany, a recognition of its commitment to professional development. LinkedIn evaluated 8 factors promoting career growth in their latest top companies ranking, affirming Deutsche Börse's status as an employer of choice. Maureen Gaffney is starting a new position as Operational Risk Business Oversight Consumer Lending at Wells Fargo. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Jane Street $1 billion trade put spotlight on Indian options from Bloomberg, Virtu Financial CEO Doug Cifu talks with JLN about regulation, the SEC, and spot Bitcoin ETFs at FIA Boca from John Lothian News, and new stock ETFs offering 100% downside protection are coming from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a podcast from Sally Duros. Is ESG dead? ICE's Bennett, LuxCE's Hammond, and NASDAQ's Thieblad, and the WFE weigh in. The question, is ESG dead, has become a meme in the business press. It's ubiquitous, eye-catching, and controversial, convincing some that the movement is with certainty on its way out. Contributing to this doomsday scenario are headlines like this. ESG is beyond redemption. May it RIP. The investing framework is now facing a mountain of troubles, almost all of them of its own making, from the Financial Times. Step aside, ESG. BlackRock is doing transition investing now. The world's biggest asset manager has abandoned the acronym while pumping billions of dollars into clean energy, from the Wall Street Journal. And ESG takes a $14 trillion hit as financial firms pull back on commitments, from Marketplace. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a video from our FIA Boca coverage. TMX's Luke Fortin discusses AI integration and global expansion plans at FIA conference. At the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, Luke Fortin, President and CEO of Montreal Exchange, MX, and Global Head of Trading at TMX Group, revealed to JLN that TMX is actively exploring the integration of artificial intelligence, AI, into its trading operations. The exchange, which is a prominent player in Canada and the U.S., views AI as a significant trend worth close attention. The interview was part of the JLN Industry Leader Series sponsored by Wedbush. And then here's a story I wrote. New head of CFTC's whistleblower office highlights potential rewards for reporting fraud. 6 years ago, Fred Schwed penned the Where Are the Customers' Yachts? The title was inspired by a tale from over a century ago when a visitor in New York marveled at the lavish yachts owned by Wall Street insiders who profited from dispensing financial advice. This visitor pondered the advice of yachts belonging to customers themselves, highlighting the stark reality that providing financial advice yields far more profit than receiving it. Today, there are new contenders for lavish yachts, whistleblowers. You can read the rest of this story or listen to the podcast version on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's the video mentioned earlier, another from our FIA Boca coverage. Virtu Financial CEO Doug Cifu talks with JLN about regulation, the SEC, and spot Bitcoin ETFs at FIA Boca. JLN spoke with Doug Cifu, CEO of Virtu Financial Inc. at the FIA Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton in March about which market structure problems are the biggest cause of concern right now. The SEC requirement that proprietary traders who deal with government bonds register as broker-dealers, that's driving demand for Bitcoin ETFs and more. What's driving demand for Bitcoin ETFs and more? Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Danish heirs to sell $72 million rare coin collection after 100 years. An unusual and ironclad will locked one of the most important coin collections in the world away for a century. The descendants of the Danish butter magnate Lars Emil Brun waited exactly 100 years to claim their now $72 million inheritance, not by choice. At least one grandchild reportedly tried and failed to break Brun's will, which specified that his 20,000-piece coin collection should remain intact and stored away, then be sold at auction after a century elapsed. Now, finally, the time has come. The trove of coins and medals will be sold over several years via the coin auction house and dealer Stax Bowers. The first tranche of the collection is set to hit the block this fall. Quote, "When I first heard about the collection a couple of years back," unquote, says Vicky Yegperian, the company's vice president for numismatics, quote, "I was flabbergasted like that something like this could exist," unquote. My comment: I am not sure 100-year-old comic books would age as well. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was, "Is ESG dead? ICE's Bennett, Lux SE's Hammond, NASDAQ's Flybad, and the WFE weigh in," a JLN video roundtable discussion conducted by Sally Duros. Second was a tie between TMX's Luke Fortin discusses AI integration and global expansion plans at FIA conference, and a John Lothian video interview from FIA Boca 2024, and Virtu Financial CEO Doug Cifu talks with JLN about regulation, the SEC, and spot Bitcoin ETFs at FIA Boca. Another John Lothian video interview from FIA Boca 2024. And third was new head of CFTC's whistleblower office highlights potential rewards for reporting fraud. A blog post by John Lothian, who spoke with the CFTC's Brian Young. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The first story is TikTok fortune of billionaire Republican donor Jeff Yass threatened by Washington. Investors Susquehanna International Group owns estimated $40 billion stake in parent company ByteDance as app faces potential ban. Jeff Yass's Susquehanna International Group first invested $80,000 in ByteDance, a Chinese owner of TikTok, on the back of an idea sketched on a napkin in a Beijing coffee shop more than a decade ago. His global quantitative trading firm followed up with another $2 million months later, becoming the first big backer of ByteDance founder Zhang Ziming, and helping to kickstart a social media revolution. Sig now owns roughly 15% of ByteDance, a stake worth about $40 billion that represents a significant chunk of Yass's net worth, according to people familiar with the matter. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "Crypto industry groups sue SEC over new dealer rule." Two crypto industry groups sued the Securities and Exchange Commission on Tuesday to challenge a new rule that broadened the definition of what the regulator considers to be a dealer of securities. Blockchain Association and the Crypto Freedom Alliance of Texas said in a complaint filed in a federal court in Texas that the SEC exceeded its authority and approved a rule that was arbitrary and capricious. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "Turning a vault into a bomb shelter, how Citigroup has kept its bank running inside Ukraine." 2 years into the war, Citigroup is the only U.S. bank around, navigating a sometimes treacherous landscape. A piece of shrapnel from a Russian missile hangs on the wall of Citigroup banker Alexander McWhorter's office in Kiev. He got it from a client whose factory was struck early in the war, a token of their long relationship and their plans to rebuild. 2 years into the Ukrainian war, Citigroup is the only U.S. bank around, navigating a sometimes treacherous landscape. McWhorter, the bank's top executive in the country, juggles keeping Citi's staff alive with the role of helping giant companies such as McDonald's and Unilever stay open. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.